Audible.com has more than 150,000 titles and virtually every genre. So check it out for yourself. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. 52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, Colorado, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know exactly what to do. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Colorado Springs is so many things to so many people, and always surprising. You know, you'll find when I first came here years ago, there was the Colorado College for Women. I never even knew about that. The Air Force Academy, an entire division of the United States Army, the U.S. Olympic Committee. I mean, there's just so many things here that sort of define it as a whole, but you'd never expect to find any one of them here. And my next guest might fit into that category, too. She's the executive director of the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center.
Of education.
Okay.
Executive Director of Education.
Fine. Go ahead and correct the host on the air. See if that's going to get you anywhere. Tara Thomas, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So tell me what you guys do there, because, you know, if I look in the brochures, right, you'll see stuff for Pikes Peak. You'll see stuff for the Air Force Academy or their football team, or you'll see stuff for stuff for the military, too. But
right.
You don't really see a lot of stuff for you guys. So what is it that you're doing there that we can do and have fun doing?
Well, we offer a wide variety of art classes for all ages, starting at 2 years old all the way through adult. Wheel throwing and watercolor and just all sorts of things.
Ceramics too. See, I'd come and do that again. My favorite time as a kid, my mom put me in ceramics class. And the whole idea of the kiln and the wheel and working with the clay, I mean, let's put it this way. My work was later described as early abstract, okay? That'll give you an idea of how good I was. But I found it so therapeutic. It was great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My mother still has my little clay little
rabbit. Oh, yeah. They're still there, too. Uh-huh. People still come to my house and go, who did that? And I go, yeah, well, that was me.
Me too.
But you can do that, right?
Yes.
Anytime you come to Colorado Springs.
Yep, and we're open for beginners all the way through advanced students.
And delusional people like me.
Yes.
Okay. So you've got that opening, right?
Yep.
But once again, you're not in the all the brochures, so how do you find you?
Well, we're downtown Colorado Springs, so we're not too far from Colorado College, which you mentioned. We have a website.
Which, by the way, is no longer called the Colorado College for Women, is it?
No, it's not. It's just Colorado College.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
How long? Now, you've been there how many years?
I've been there almost 17, 18 years.
So they haven't found out?
No.
Okay. What's the biggest surprising thing that people find when they come to the center?
I think the wide variety of offerings. You know, we have a theater, we have a museum, we have the art school, we have a tactile gallery, so you can, there was actually an area where you can go in and touch art.
So it's interactive and it's participatory.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned ceramics, of course,
yes.
That got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Woodworking?
We don't have woodworking.
No, woodworking. What's the matter with you?
Occasionally.
That was another course I failed in high school called shop.
Yeah. Got it. Occasionally, yeah. We'll have somebody, an instructor come in that'll propose a class for something a little bit different like that. But
sure.
On a regular basis, we don't have it.
Now, because you have such military presence here, you work with the military as well.
Yes, we do.
Tell me what you do.
We actually have a program called Military Artistic Healing. And it's for active duty and veterans that are suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or TBI, traumatic brain injury. And it's mostly a creative expressions class. So they're learning technique, but they're also learning how to process through some of the mental suffering and mental injuries that they might have. And so they can get a lot of that emotion, a lot of those things out onto a canvas and get rid of it.
It's a way to express themselves in a different way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How long have you been doing that?
This program's been going on for about 6 years.
And I bet it's just growing.
It's been growing. We've been getting some national recognition for it, a lot of local recognition as well.
Now, assuming that their work is something that's not just therapeutic, but it's okay. I mean, do you have actual exhibits?
We do. We have actual exhibits. Next year, we're planning a large citywide exhibition of the works, along with workshops and other things for the military as well.
And their wives.
And their wives. We started a military family program, so actually the kids and the spouses are able to join in a program.
And the kids.
And the kids, 7 years old and up.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yep.
What's the most surprising piece of art you've seen that come out of that?
You know, it's been such a wide variety of
I'm
works.
Talking about one that really has an emotional resonance.
Oh, there's been a lot of, there's so many of them. Some of them have been very, almost disturbing for me on the outside looking at it with blood and broken glass and some of the things that they've experienced. But then some of them are just very beautiful as well.
And so uplifting and inspiring.
Yes, absolutely. And so there's this wide variety because they're all in a different place in their lives and in their emotional well-being.
Right. But it's nice that you can provide that forum for them and that
yes.
place for them
yes.
because therein lies some hope.
Yes, and I've seen some incredible changes in some of the soldiers that we've had come through. And so that's what makes it so, you know, so intriguing to me and so worthwhile for us to do.
And for people who are visiting Colorado Springs, then they can come to the center and see that too,
yes.
which is
yes.
which is once again not in your typical brochure and not
right.
in your typical guidebook,
right.
but it's something that would be a life-changing experience, if not to watch, then just to appreciate.
Right, and this is one of those things. You know, there's a wide variety of things that we do that are for that we don't talk about a whole lot. We don't.
Yeah, but you know what the good news is?
It.
I'm glad that you talked about it with me.
Me too. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it. Tara Thomas from the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that. We'll be back with That Music Means. We'll be back in the next hour with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide when we return to the Broadmoor right after this.